90.5, Your Spirit FM, Life and Love with Dr. Lori Puterbaugh. Hello, Dr. Lori.
Hey, Jamie. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Today, we're going to talk about addictions. And when I hear addictions, you think of the top few, alcohol,
tobacco,
drugs, pornography,
internet,
something like that.
Pornography, shopping.
Shopping? Whoa.
Shopping is an addiction.
That's it. Your microphone's off.
No.
A lot of our listeners were just like, she's crazy.
You know, if you look at addictions, it's really about a way of trying to numb pain. People numb pain all different kind of ways. So this is kind of advice for the person who doesn't have the addiction but loves someone with addiction. Spouse,
okay.
Child, parent. Number one, Al-Anon is, in groups like that, are priceless. Al-Anon is for the person who does not have the addiction but has a loved one who has an addiction. Contrary to what addicts think, people in Al-Anon do not sit around and complain about the addicts all day long. Okay, that is the mythology. Very often addicts are immature because emotional development stops when the addiction starts.
Okay.
If somebody starts using marijuana at 13 to deal with emotional pain, they're not going through the emotional pain you need to go through to mature. So when they stop using the addictive substance, drugs, alcohol, whatever, they still have a lot of growing up to do. And it's going to be painful because growing up is a painful process.
Okay.
If you've been avoiding having the pain, you've been avoiding growing up. So, you know, just that the fact that somebody stopped doesn't mean everything's magically better.
Okay.
There's still going to be a growth process. Al-Anon helps the non-addict in the family learn how to set healthier boundaries and cope with that.
How do you find one of these Al-Anon groups?
You can go online and just look for Al-Anon.
Okay.
And usually you can like plug in your zip code. You can find them in the phone book. A lot of churches sponsor groups.
Okay.
And they're all different times of day. They're confidential. It's free.
Oh, really?
Good.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Make sure that yourself and any children or animals are safe, physically and emotionally safe. You can lose custody of your kids if you allow them to be in danger because of somebody else's addiction.
You can.
Just like you can lose custody of your kids if there's domestic violence between the grown-ups. And the fact that, well, we're not hitting the kids. Domestic violence happening in a home with kids, they can remove your children.
Mm.
And that's scary.
Sure.
Sometimes that fact is enough to get people to get some help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like, okay, they're taking my kids.
Do you find that people that are living with somebody with an addiction, do they let it go on for years before they finally have the courage to act? What would you say to them?
Well, you don't want to be mean. They've suffered so much. They're really trying. It turns into this vortex of doom where you're calling in sick for someone. They're sick. We're not even calling it what it is.
Yeah.
In the old book, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, there's a story of the mother finding the daughter's diary where she wrote, Dad was drunk, Daddy was drunk, and the mother making her cross out drunk and write sick in her diary. Okay. And that was written, you know, back in the 1940s about life in the 19-teens.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's really that different with some addicted families today.
Ouch.
We're in denial.
Dr. Lori Puterbaugh with us today for our Life and Love segment. She has a newsletter and some other resources on our website, balancedlifestylecoaching.com. Or if you need referrals for counseling, visit the website, dosp.org, and you can link to Catholic Charities who have a great referral program in an area in your own neighborhood.
Right.
And if you've got something going on in your family, don't wait any longer. Make the phone calls. There's help out there.
There is help out there, and it's the sooner the better.
And you know what? There's also great growth opportunities. Not everything is so maybe negative and dramatic. Maybe there's just some healthy advice or suggestions that you're looking for to just be the better version of yourself.
A little bit of skills development, you know, even Marriage Encounter Weekend or Retrovive for troubled marriages or other ways for couples to get some really intensive work.
Dr. Lori, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Jamie.